And on memory's page I can see again the white church by the side of the road. And wherever I roam, it is guiding me home. The little white church by the road.
Good morning, friends. With Marshall's song, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we're so glad you are here. Many of you do not attend church anywhere else, and some of you cannot get out to attend. But friends, the little white church is your church, and we're so glad to have a service especially for you. And so if you are listening, won't you write us so that we will know who you are and where you are? Then we can include your name on the roster of the radio church by the side of the road. For you are the lifeline of our program, and we need your help and your support. When you write, address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.
Drifting away on life's pitiless sea, and the angry waves threaten my ruin to be. When away at my side, there I dimly descry a stately old vessel, and loudly I cry, ship ahoy, ship ahoy. And loudly I cry, ship ahoy. 'Twas the old ship of Zion, the sailing along, all aboard her seemed joyous. I heard their sweet song, and the captain's kind ear, ever ready to hear, caught my wail of distress as I cried out in fear. Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, as I cried out in fear. Ship ahoy. The good captain commanded a boat to be lowered, and with tender compassion he took me aboard. And I'm happy today, all my sins washed away in the blood of my Savior. And now I can say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. From my soul I can say, bless the Lord.
The day had been long and trying for Jesus. The morning began as he wrought miracles among the people. By noon, great throngs had gathered about him, and the remainder of the day he spent teaching them in parables. In the evening, he boarded a ship with his disciples to pass over the Sea of Galilee. Perhaps he wanted to find rest and quiet after ministering to the multitudes. Then there was the demoniac, who was out of his mind, driven by the powers of demons, whom Jesus was to deliver from the power of Satan when he got to the other side. Weary from the long day, Jesus fell asleep in the boat. One of the sudden storms common in tropical countries swept down upon the boat.
Though the disciples were experienced sailors, they realized the severity of the storm and knew that their safety was beyond human skill. In desperation, they cried out to Jesus, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Though the disciples had sailed that very sea many times, they realized their helplessness and cried, "Lord, save us." My friends, as his disciples, are we not sometimes tempted to doubt him when the winds blow upon the sea of our lives and when the tempest rages about us? We forget that Jesus said that even the very hairs of our head are numbered. Reminds me of the little verse, said the robin to the sparrow, "I'd really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so." Said the sparrow to the robin, "Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me." Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But Jesus also rebuked his disciples, and he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? Where is your faith?" Here Jesus implied that it would not have been necessary for the disciples to awaken him to rebuke the storm, but that they should have rebuked the storm themselves. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" A manifestation of fear advertises a lack of faith. Fear and faith have nothing in common. Fear is another name for unbelief. Fear is the antithesis for faith, and faith is the antidote for fear. A disciple of Christ never needs to be fearful. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God, believe also in me." There is no problem or crisis in the believer's life that Christ cannot meet. When we were crossing the Atlantic several years ago, at one point the stewardess told us to fasten our safety belts and warned us of a storm. I don't believe anyone on that plane was afraid. We had prayed for a safe journey, and there was perfect rest and assurance that all would be well. When we returned from the continent to London to start our homeward journey, we were detained for hours by a great storm over the North Sea. We were taken to a large, comfortable living room in the section of the International Airport occupied by Israel in London, for we were to board a plane on the El Israel Airlines. We had lots of time to kill, and most of our load were ministers from our church, and so we spent our time fellowshipping together and singing and praying and talking. Our hosts were Jews, and though they do believe in God, they do not believe in Jesus. They do not believe that their Messiah has yet come. As we were waiting because of this storm over the North Sea, I overheard some of the stewardesses and hostesses talking. They were saying, "Did you ever see any people like these before? Aren't these wonderful people? They are so happy, and they are not afraid. I count it a privilege to serve such people as these, don't you?" And they were very kind to us. My friend, faith will override and surmount all fears. Faith will bring peace and happiness and results too. The story is told of a Christian worker who took his small son to the sea for the first time. The child was greatly impressed by the vast amount of water, and it worried him. "Is it over my head?" the boy asked. "Yes, son, it is over your head." "Well, is it over your head?" "Yes, it is over my head." The child pondered a minute, then asked excitedly, "Well, father, is it over God's head?" No, my son, it isn't over God's head. Then it's all right if it isn't over God's head. And he was unafraid and went off to play. There are natural storms, and there are spiritual storms too. We are not promised freedom from the storm, but we are promised that his presence and power will be with us in the storm to give quietness and comfort with his presence and to give deliverance by his power. He said, "My peace I give unto you." My friend, let us remember that if we will take Jesus with us as we sail life's sea, that with his presence we need never fear. Then we can sing, "No water can swallow the ship where lies the master of earth and sea and skies. They all shall sweetly obey his will," when he says, "Peace, peace, be still." My friend, have you taken him in your heart? Won't you open your heart now as Marshall sings the last verse of this song?
Oh, sinking down 'neath sin's merciless wave, the strong arm of our captain is mighty to save. Then trust him today, no longer delay, for the old ship of Zion, and shout on your way. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, shout on your way. Jesus saves.
My friend, if you would like to have Jesus become your pilot as you sail life's sea, won't you bow your head with me now? And our Father, you see these heads who are bowed in radio land today. And we ask that you will come in to every open heart and life and bring forgiveness of sins and cleansing through the precious shed blood of Jesus. Bring peace to all who are troubled and rest to all who are weary. Lay thy healing hand upon every sick body and have your way in every life, we ask in thy name. Amen. You may address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan.
Then on memory's page I can see again the white church by the side of the road. And wherever I roam, it is guiding me home. The little white church.